know I would be saying a Dvar Torah because I thought you just didn't want Chazara, but I guess people really want to have a little something for Shabbos to take home. So I'll just give you a machshava that occurred to me, and I think it's something you can develop, everyone in their own way, in a lot of different directions. To think about the takeaway of Yaakov and Esav, the way Chazal want to convey to us the message that we should extract from reading about Yaakov and Esav. So just in the Pshuto Shel Mikra, you get the sense the Torah wants us to notice the striking contrast between them. On the one hand, they're twins. On the one hand, they couldn't be more different. And that's the Rashi and the comment on the Pasuk, Dine Somim Bevitna. Somim is written Chaser Aleph. Somim, not Se'omim, like it says in Pashas Vayeshev by Zerach and Peretz, because there were the both Tzadikim. And here, Echad Tzadik Echad Rasha, but it's not just Echad Tzadik Echad Rasha. They were so different in so many ways. Yaakov Ish Chalak, Esav was Ish Sa'ir. And the whole mahus of who they were totally different by their very essence. From the very fact that in the womb itself, Chazal portrayed by Yisrotzu Abanim Bekirba, each one was Mefarches Latzeis. Esav was trying to push out when she passed that Pesach of Adizara. And Yaakov was pushing to get out when she passed the Beis Medrash. Whatever it means, Chazal trying to convey the point that there's something very different in their very essence. And then as the Pesukim go on to tell us, and you read it in the Pesukim, the Torah says that Vayigdal Ilu an Arim Vahi Esav Ishu De'Efsai Yisada Pashu Pshat Nepasik. Esav is out in the field, he enjoys the outdoors. Yaakov is different, Ishtam Yoshev Oholim. But it's obviously deeper than that. Chazal portray the essence of Esav as being rooted in Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov is being rooted for Olam Haba. Yaakov is, that's why they even say, many Mefarshim say that Yitzchak really knew on some level that Yaakov is a tzaddik and Esav is not exactly the perfect tzaddik, but he wanted to give Esav some kind of a connection to Olam Hazeh, and that way he could be a partner with Yaakov, like Yisachar Zvulun. The Beis HaLevi says it his way, the Malbim says it his way, and Rivka realized that it's not a good partnership, it will fall apart, Esav will not be a support to Yaakov, and Yaakov needed Olam Hazeh as well to help him in his Avodas Hashem. He can have an Esav doing it for him. But basically, Esav's mahus is living for the present, living in this world, in Enochi Hoech Lamus. Yaakov is thinking in the long term. Just Al Derech Zeh, just bring out in a different way, but again, you can really develop it in many ways. First of all, the image that Chazal depict by Yisrotzu Abanim Bekirba, that each one is pushing, each one is running. We all say by Yisima, Anu Ratzim Behem Ratzim. Chazal using that expression. Where did they get that expression? I'm not really sure, but you know, perhaps it comes back to this: Anu Ratzim Behem Ratzim, meaning there's a push. There's something that's driving me, and what I'm driven to, what's driving me is who I am and what I represent. So what are our values? What are our core values? Anu ratzim v'heim ratzim, anu ratzim chayom haba. That's what we aspire to. V'heim ratzim v'er shachas. What they aspire to is really not going to get them anywhere. It's just pulling them down. Me'inyan le'inyan, in this vein, the Torah talks about Esav as seemingly a very active person. He's in the field, he's running. But where does it go? Hinei nochi holch lamus. He's coming from the field. V'hu ayef. What is ayef? Ayef means tired. Physically tired, but not just physically tired. The idea being that there's no meaning. No meaning. It's you're exhausted when you're not being productive. When you're just using your time in a way that's just sapping energy, and it tried to draw, pull in one taiva after another. Each thing looks like it's alluring to you, and you want to go for that. That's an Olam Hazeh person. So Olam Hazeh has a lot of attractions to it, and every time you put your effort into it, so you look at the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. But at some point, you stand back and say, where did my energy go? It's just depleted, because it's not really giving you inner meaning. So that's the Vahu Ayef. The Ayef as Esav is really being unproductive. And Yaakov, on the other hand, was Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov was living with a vision. Yaakov was living for a purpose. But for a purpose, you don't get tired. I mean, you get tired, but it's not really the same kind of fatigue. It's not an unproductive feeling. It's something that's ultimately nourishing you. we make a mistake. Sometimes we think that somebody who's active, a mover, a shaker, moving, you know, talking to two people at the same time, and you know, and multitasking, you know, that's wow. They're macher. They're doing. It's the opposite. You know, multitasking sometimes can drain you in such a way that you appear that you're making a difference and you're acting and you're out there and you're who knows all the connections you're making. But what is it for? And meanwhile, what happens is somebody who decides, let me focus on something which is important, and you're not noticed, you're not going talking to 100 people at the same time, you're just applying yourself to something. That's what productivity is. Esav appears to be the active person here. He's running, he's coming from the field, he's an ishsadeh, but who are you? It leads to nothing. It leads to just feeling unproductive and exhausted. Yaakov ishtav yoshiv oholim. Yaakov is in one place, and he's applying himself toward you know, growing, shem ve'ever. And Yaakov is the one ultimately who's growing. Growth is not measured by the external appearances that you see around you. We make that mistake. We look at somebody who's out there making, you know, making a big tumult and putting themselves out as the one that's more important, the one that's striving, the one that's growing, and it's really the opposite. Oftentimes, being in one place, being withdrawn, the growth is an inner growth, and ultimately, that's where you feel most fulfilled. You think about Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Hamis Chadshus, of course. It's a time to be able to feel renewed kolchos. It's also Shana Mu'beres. We talk about Chaparas Pasha, different explanations for Chaparas Pasha. Al-Pisod, Chaparas Pasha has to do with the fact that the fact that we have a Shana Mu'beres means that there was a misalignment between, you know, the Shnas HaChama and Shnas HaLevana, right? So we have a Shana Mu'beres to add the month in order that things should stay in alignment. To be in alignment is a big deal. You know, Yaakov Avinu is Ish Emes, Tit Emes Yaakov. Emes means that everything you do is focused. It's in alignment with who you are in your essence. It's not just something, a quick chap over here, a quick grab over here, a quick hana over here. It's like there is a core, and the core is being nourished by, you know, by whatever it is that's nourishing. If you don't have that core, then you just get pulled in all different directions. You're not living with emes. Emes means purposeful living. So, you know, just some ideas I think we can just think about, again, develop in a lot of different ways, how we should never make the mistake of thinking that somebody who's superficial but making a lot of noise, you know, that's where the action is. That's Olam Hazeh, that's Behu Oyef, that's not really going to last. It comes and it goes, and it's exciting. It sounds exciting. It feels exciting. It makes headlines, but it's not really where it's all what it's all about. And meanwhile, the quiet Yoshev Ohalim, that's the vision for Olam Haba. That's living with truth. That's living with purpose. That's Ish Emes, and that's his Chadshus. That's Rosh Chodesh. We should all be zochet to internalize these ideas, these values, and live our life with that sense of MS. Sometimes a person acts and exerts himself, but it's bahuaye, if it doesn't lead to anything. It's at a certain point you turn back and say, like, what have I been doing? So we should all be zoche, should be anuratsim behem ratsim, and our running should be a running of chayelam abba. We should feel that sense of sipuk in everything we do, and that's the message that we have from Yaakov Avinu.